The reading for today is from Romans 13, 1 to 10. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you, for he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to begin punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and whatever other commandment there may be, are summed up in this one rule: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
The text is the lesson you've already heard this morning read. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Amen. There was a young boy that wrote a letter to God. And it started because he told his mom he wanted a new bike. And the bike was $100 that he wanted. And she says, well, you're going to have to figure out how to get the $100. You can start praying about it and look at what you can do to get the $100. So the boy just wrote a letter to God and asked God for the $100 for his bike. Now, you may not know this, but in the United States Postal Service, they actually have an area where they deal with these kinds of letters. Letters to Santa Claus, letters to Captain Crunch, letters to God. They go into a certain area. For the letters to Santa Claus, they'll go to one of a couple of places, some businesses that respond to some of these questions or inquiries by these kids, the letters, or individuals that have committed to write return letters. And when they do this, they're always told not to, you're not actually committing to anything. You're not saying that they're going to receive something. They teach them about that when they do these. For letters to God, those letters go into a couple of areas. One, either the reclamation area, or they go to local churches. And the churches are then allowed to deal with these letters that people write to God. Well, this particular one struck the postal worker that read it kind of interestingly enough about the quest for $100 for a bike and showing it to some of the others. They decided, this was up in Maryland, they decided to give it to the President of the United States. Not the current one. This was from a while back. Not saying who. He thought it would be neat to help the boy out, and he sent him a check for $10. Thought that would be a lot of money for a young boy. The little boy wrote another letter to God. Second letter was a little different than the first letter. The second letter said, I understand God, that you had to go through the United States government. However, as you might expect, they kept $90 for themselves of the monies that you sent. It's kind of like being taxed. We don't like to be taxed. We don't like taxes. We don't like being told we have to pay or have monies taken away from monies that we believe that we should be receiving. Nobody likes to pay taxes in a sense. And our text, though, is telling us that God is saying we are told we have to pay taxes. If the government is taxing us, we have to pay taxes. You know that nobody wants to pay taxes by all those people who complain about others who are saying that there should be different taxes, people should have more taxes taken up. Of course, they don't willingly ever give that up, you notice. None of them ever willingly give that up. They just talk about it. We would talk about that too, probably, if that were to ever come about. But here, to understand that God is saying that we should pay these taxes is something that we need to take to heart, because God is telling us that we need to obey the government, to honor it, to respect the governing authorities that he has set in place as his agents. This is a fourth commandment issue. It addresses the understanding that we are to honor our parents and others in authority. But we dishonor authority all the time. And we rebel against authority is more the norm than honoring authority. I mean, when somebody tells you, you have to do this, it often gets to, oh yeah, make me. Yeah, I have to do this? It's where I dig in my heels. Ask me, maybe. Suggest, maybe. Tell me this is something that needs to be done. I'm thinking about it, but tell me I have to do it. And boy, we just, a lot of times those heels get dug in and we're thinking, you know, yeah, just make me. Let's see how this is going to turn out. Kind of like when a child is told, you know, we've all experienced this. We take a child into a store or someplace or a museum. Say, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. And the child is walking along, you know, and you know, just has to touch everything. Or they get to that point where they're like, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. See? We rebel. It's part of our sinful nature. We're sinful humans, and we don't like to live by all these rules at times because of that sinful nature. We're not perfect, but we recognize we can't make it. We can't obey all the rules. And when we can't obey all the rules and the standards of the law that are around us, that's when we start to rebel, because we have to pick things that we can go up against, in a sense, or are willing to fight against. Sometimes there are governments where there are tyrants, true tyrants, and where the governments don't help the people but take from the people instead of defending the people as they're called to do as a government should. They instead will take away and exploit the people for their own purposes. In those cases, we're called to obey God rather than man. But in other instances, no, we are to obey the government as well, because God has placed them in authority over us. But if we could truly get to the real point of this text, I don't think the rest of the laws would be something so hard that we would have to deal with. It wouldn't be that big of an issue if we could get to really the true heart of this text. And it's where he says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. And that's where we're going, to fulfill the law. But we question authority rather than respect it. That's our norm. I have people that are more quick to question the things that I have said, that I have known in life, rather than seek to understand what I'm telling them. They want to challenge something that I've said. For too many people, a lack of love turns into a lack of respect, turns into a lack of obeying and trusting God. And if we were at that point where we truly loved each other as God has called us to love each other, then these other things are going to come into place more easily. If we continue to show, though, a lack of respect for God in worship, in Bible study, saying these things are not as important as He has made them to be, there are people that they don't want to go to worship. They don't want to go to Bible study. Or if they go begrudgingly and with a chip on their shoulder, with an attitude where they're not going to get anything out of it, not going to learn anything. And if that's the case, then that's what's going to happen. They complain about the music. They complain about the sermon. They complain that the donuts weren't the kind that they like. We complain. And it shows that God's words are not impacting their life enough to change it. Some will say because they have not murdered, because they have not committed adultery, because they have not coveted, that they've kept all the laws of God. They've not coveted their neighbor's things. They've been really good about this. They've kept the law. But if you haven't loved your neighbor, as this text calls us to, then the law has not been fulfilled. We're told a summary of the commandments to love the Lord your God and then to love your neighbor as yourself. A couple of problems come into play with the love your neighbor as yourself. Some people will say, well, what about in the sense where people don't love themselves? Well, then I say love your neighbor more than you love yourself. Make it real easy for you here. We're called to love others. And if we truly love them, it's going to be different in this world and how we treat each other. It's interesting, even with we're in some cases, at least outwardly, more willing to love the neighbor than we are those in our own family. Sometimes we treat our family in ways we would never treat a neighbor or another person out in the world because they'd punch us. Family, we figure they have to put up with us. We're called to love everyone, to truly love everyone. It doesn't mean we're going to agree with everyone. It doesn't mean we're necessarily going to even like everyone because of the way they live their lives, because of the things that they do. But to show them God's love as a fellow child of the Creator, even if they don't understand that they're a child of the Creator yet, we're to love them. To show them that compassion that the world isn't going to show them, and to hopefully lead them to Christ. The love your neighbor as yourself means that we're not going to do any harm to our neighbor. So love is that fulfillment of the law. To love others. God makes it simple. Instead of all the 341 oral laws that are in the Old Testament, instead of even the Ten Commandments, which are still there for us as our moral code, he sums it up so easily in saying the words love. And that's what he does for us. That's what God has shown for us through Christ. His death, his resurrection have proved his love for you, even when you were unlovable. And even though sometimes we're unlovable still at times, he still loves us and is there for us. If there is something that we could get a little more emphasis on in our faith life, perhaps it would be that we pay a little less attention to the things of this life and instead of looking at what we have done or what we should have done, we look at where we are and what we should do. We don't live yesterday. We don't live 10 years ago. Those things are gone and past, and they cannot be changed, cannot be undone. But what's ahead of us can be developed new and made better than it would be. If we show that love for God and show that love for others, if we fail to love each other, we really show that we truly do not know the Lord. It's the same thing as in that forgiveness of sins, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us as we forgive others their sins against us. We're called to take a step here, a leap of faith, and And it's not really something that's hard to do, to express love, to express God's love, to pass that along. And if we truly love each other, then we've already shown that we truly love the Lord. And that's going to be the only law that we're going to need to worry about. It's a hard task that sounds easy. Love. Love God, love others. But it's a worthy task to undertake, and something that I would say is a challenge worthy of accepting for all of us for the week ahead. Go into the world, wherever you are. Show that love of God. To the poor checker at the grocery store, to the guy that's going to change your oil, to the neighbor that's looking frazzled out in the yard, to a family member that needs some help. Show that love of God. And in doing that, know that we're fulfilling that law that God has told us to fulfill. But that law of love is going to come across to others as gospel. That's one of those cool things, you know, where the law, depending on how it's working out, it's producing gospel. Because we're going to love. Be the love of God to those around you. Fulfill the law of God. Or fulfill the love of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Amen.